Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Chiyuv Hanaka v'Kinyan Etain. We saw Yisod in the previous shiur that by Etain, I say I'm going to give you. Pshat is that I have to give you of my own, but not that there's a shibud on the money. Not that I have your money. It's that I have to give you of my own. That's the Yisod that emerged from the previous shiur. Based on this, we can explain a Rambam in the Parash Mishnayis, Parak Yud Mishnah Beis, that it says onus from a fatim motzi shemra, shemitah doesn't cancel those debts. And the Rambam explains in his Parash Mishnayis something very strange. He says because it's not like other chovos. Here, you have to pay them. You have to pay them. And until you pay them, you're not pater. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what do you mean until? Every chov until you pay, you're not putter, and yet Shemitah still cancels. So why here do we say, no, you're not putter until you pay it? So the answer is, the Rambam holds that by knas, it's not pshat before hamadah b'din, after hamadah b'din it's a chov gomer, but before hamadah b'din, it's not yet an obligation, it's not yet that the person who's chayv the knas has the money of the person who he's chayv the knas to. No, pshat is the chiyuv gaver. And therefore, Chiyuv Gavra, Shemitah doesn't cancel Chiyuv Gavra. Shemitah only cancels if there's actual money. That's Meshubit, that's Reuven is holding on to Shimon's money. Shemitah cancels that obligation for Reuven to pay Shimon back. But by Knas, before Lamad B'din, it's not that he's holding on to her money. That he is a Chiyuv Gavra to pay her. That Shemitah doesn't cancel. And that apparently is what the Ranik Subis means in the name of the Ramban, and explaining why Yisoma Mufuta, if she has a father, she gets a knas, but if she's a Yisoma, this Mufuta, there's no knas. And the Ran explains, because she was Misratza B'Shaz Bia, how can he be Chai if she agreed? It's like someone saying, rip my garment and be Pater. And even though she's not Zoch on the knas until Shaz Samad Abedin, B'Shaz Bia who Mischayev, he's already Chai of B'Shaz Bia. So the knas is already chayav mishas maisa. So mishas maisa, he has an obligation, and that she's mochalan. The only thing is the actual chi of mammon. When does it start being a chi of mammon? That her mammon is by him. That's after the gemar din. But already mishas bia, there's already a chi of gavras. That's the same principle. You see this also. In Chiyuvim de Rabbanan, in Ksubis, the Gemara says that a person is made to reach Domele Hanaslo, a person could make a neder that his wife isn't going to get enough from him. In fact, the Gemara, how is it possible to make such a neder? Since he's Meshubit to her, how can he be Mafkiya his Shibit with this neder? So the Gemara says it's talking about a case where he gives man velo nisu, where the time came where they were supposed to get married and they didn't get married. And at such a time, like we know from the Mishnah, she can already eat Ochos Mishalov, Ochos Betruma. Rashi says, "Midaraisa lo meshubed lo." Mefika chol haneder disu daraisa. Midaraisa is not meshubed, and therefore, since he's not meshubed, the neder can be chal. Fractosis. If that's the case, if the neder can be chal. Because the neder is an Isra Daraisa, and Daraisa is not yet Meshubid, so then he should even be able to make this neder even after they're married, not just when the time came, when they actually got married. Gemara says you can, but according to Rashi, you can. Why? Because Mizonas of an Asur only Derabbanan. Since the mizonos of an asur only derabbanan, and midaraisa, there's no mizonos for an asur, so why can't he make this nether and say that you're not going to get mizonos? Midaraisa is not meshubit to her. Just like where Rashi explains that he gives my belonis lochos mishlochos a truma, he could be made there as ishtam elohanos lo because midaraisa is not meshubit. and therefore he can make this neder. So too, even after they're married, even after they actually get married, the neder should be chal, because we paskin that mizonos nesua is only the rabbanan. Since mizonos and nesua is only the rabbanan, let him midaraisi is not meshubed. Rashi says when the raisi is not meshubed, and he can make this nether. So even after they get married, midaraisi is not meshubed. Not only that, if the woman makes a nether, konim shani osa lepicha, that the woman is not going to give to the man, why isn't the nether chal? Maisi adel lebaila. That the Ramaisi a time goes to her husband is only Dirabana. So why Konim Shani Osa Lepicha? Why isn't it Chal? Her Maisi a time is only Dirabana. But Midaraisa is no Maisi a time, so the Nether should be Chal. Midaraisa is no sheep. So to explain Rashi, we can say that it's true that Bivadai, there's no Chiluk between Chiyuve Mamad Daraisa and Chiyuve Dirabanan, Lenin Chalos HaNeder. And in both of them, whether there's a chiyuv mamad d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan, since he's meshubed, he can't make a nether. But even though the nether is an issur d'oraisa and the chiyuv is only d'rabbanan, nevertheless, a chiyuv mamad d'rabbanan is like a chiyuv d'oraisa. Why? Because the mechuyav mamon has money by his friend, has his friend's money. When a person is mechuyev, when Reuven is mechuyev money to Shimon, whether he's chuyev d'Rabbanan or d'Oraisa, he has Shimon's money by him. So it's like Shimon's money d'Oraisa, it's really Shimon's money. D'Rabbanan, d'Oraisa, the chuyev might only be d'Rabbanan. But the Maisa, it's his money. And therefore, you can't be made there chavero mimamon zeh, because then he's asking nichse chavero al chavero. If I have, you have money by me, I can't aser this money on you, because it's asking nichse chavero al chavero. And therefore, when it comes to the mizonos of a nesua, or the Maisi Yadel of the Nesua, so the husband and wife can't make Nidaram on each other. Because the Mizonos of the Nesua, even though it's only Darabanan, but that's really, it belongs to the Nesua. No Nidaram Rachal when it belongs to you. She wants to ask her Maisi Yadayim to her husband, you're right, it's only Darabanan, but it's his. That she has no right to make a nether. However, the chiyuv of mizonos begiyazman velo nisu is different, because that's only a knas. It's not like a chiyuv mizonos the nisua, that midrabanan the woman has mammon by the husband. Rather, pshadani giyazman velo nisu is that it's a knas that he should give of his own. And since there's no zchus mamad rabbanan, it's just a chiyuv gavra, there Rashi holds that the whole chalos and metzius of this chiyuv is only the rabbanan. And therefore, neder daraisan can be mafkiya this zchus. So again, it's the same yisod. And when it comes to a knas chachamim, when it comes to gizman below nitsu, that's only a chiyuv mamad on the gavra. And that you can be mafkiya with a neder. But when talking about actual money that belongs, when he has what belongs to her, she has what belongs to him, even though it's only the Rabbanan, there you can't make an edit of that, you can't be mafkiya that shibud. But if it's just a knas, if it's a chiyuv, not on the mammon itself, but just on the gavra, that you can be mafkiya with an edit. The Marashal, the Yamshel Shlomo, Bavakama, Perakakone, Simen Lamed, says that Bedina de Garmi, when it comes to money for damages, according to the Mandiyamar, that it's only a chiv de Rabbanon, there's no Shavu d'Oraisa and the Shach is maskin. As the Ktos and Pei Zayin Tiv Katan Lamed Beis, that even if it's a chov mammon, even though it's a chov mammon, even though you have a chov mammon, which is only the rabbanan, there's still shvuah d'oraisa. How can you say dina d'garmi? If it's only a chiv d'rabbanan, there's no shvuah d'oraisa. We have chov mammons that are only d'rabbanan, that you have shvuah d'oraisa. Like a ksuba, like the Rambam says in the 16th paragraph of Ishus, halacha chav hei. Even though ksuba is only a chiv d'rabbanan, there's still a shvuah d'oraisa. And so too, if a person's tain is machartali, there's also a shvuah d'oraisa, like the Rambam says in the 20th paragraph of Chos Mechira Lachavav. And bevadeh, there's no chilek whether he says you sold to me with a kinyan d'rabbanan or a kinyan d'oraisa. In both cases, there's a shvuah d'oraisa. So how can the Asik Tzos, how can the Maharshal and the Shach say that in Dina d'garmi, if it's only a chiv d'rabbanan, there's no shvuah d'oraisa? You see, chiv d'rabbanan have a shvuah d'oraisa. So the answer may be that even though in Mammon that a person is chayv midrabbanan, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, but dina d'garmi is different, because dina d'garmi is a knas d'rabbanan. And therefore, the person's pater ba'onas u'bishogeg. Look in the Yam Shel Shlomo Perkos Obasra at the end of Simen Mem Zayin, and the Shach Shin Pei Vav Siv Kan Vav. And therefore, this chiyuv is different than other chovas d'rabbanan. Because the nizik has no mammon by the mazik. If it's a mazik gamor, then he has mammon by the mazik. Here, pshat is, by dina d'garmi, that the mazik has a chiyuv gavra to repay him. It's like chiyuv etain, that he has to give a gift to his friend. And shvuah d'oraisa is only shayach if you're toveh from your friend mammon that you have by your friend. It's like this sod we keep saying. Even if that's only Drabbanan, like Maisi Adayim, and by the woman we saw, and Mizonos that the husband's giving to his wife, even though the Chiyuv is only Drabbanan, in those cases we said you can't make a neder on it. And here we're saying that there can still be a Shavuah, even though it's only Chiyuv Drabbanan, you can still have a Shavuah D'Oraisa. Masha'en Kain. By Dina D'Garmi, this is only a knas. It's not pshat that the mazik has mammon that belongs to the nizik. Pshat, there's a knas on him. There, shvuah d'oraisa isn't shayach. Because shvuah d'oraisa is only shayach when you're toveh from your friend mammon that he has that belongs to you. But if you're toveh from your friend to be mekayim his chiyuv, that's not there. There's no shvuah d'oraisa. So again, if it's a regular din d'rabbanan, like suba or machartali, so there, even though there might only be a chiyuv d'rabbanan or a kinyan d'rabbanan, it's still shayach to have a shvuah d'oraisa, because there it's talking about money that one person is holding on to that really belongs to the other person. Masha'en kain. When it comes to dina d'garmi, which is like a gift, not pshat that. The damager has money that belongs to the damagee. It's not that he has a chiyuv gavra to pay him, but it's not actually the money of the nizaks. And there's no chiyuv d'oraisa. Based on this, we can explain the sheet of the Rambam and the din of Shibud Rav Nosson Bahanaka. And that is by first mentioning a Maharshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo above a common Perek Dalet Simen Yotes. He explains Das Rabbeinu Simcha brought over there. That that ein motzi'in me'achayiv la'moser lases la'nimser. That if there's a moser to whom someone owes money, you don't give it to the nimser, to the person that the moser you have a Moser, and he was Moser's master at somebody's money, not Meiser, not took off Meiser, but he was Moser, gave away someone's money, now he owes the Nimser. So you don't take away from somebody who's chayef to the Moser to give it to the Nimser. Why? Because in a Moser there's no chshibud to Reb Nassim. Because he holds that a chiyuv Moser is only a knas chachamim. But according to the Ramban, that garmi is a chiyuv midoraisa, there is shibud to Reb Nassim. And the Shach asks, wait a second, we don't find in any place that there's a chiluk between a chiyuv d'oraisa and a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and then a shibud to Reb Nassim. In Rabbanan there's also a shibud to Reb Nassim called to tikkun Rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun. So what's going on over here that you say that according to the Ramban that garmi is d'oraisa, there is shibud to Reb Nassim? But according to the Rabbeinu Simcha, no. It's only a Knas Chachamim, so there's no Shibud to Reb Nassim. Where do you find the chiluk between d'oraisa and d'rabbanan as far as Shibud to Reb Nassim goes? So the answer is that the Maharshal is l'shitaso, because he holds that according to the Man d'Omer, garmi is d'rabbanan, it doesn't have a Shibud d'oraisa. And we said it's because it's only a Knas. And since it's only a Knas, the Nizik doesn't have Momen, Biyad HaMazik. And it's just a chiv on the mazik to recompensate him of his own money. And therefore we can say the Marashal holds that such a chov doesn't have a shibud to Reb Nassim. Whenever you have a knas, there's no shibud to Reb Nassim. Just like we said before, that there's no shibud d'oraisa, there's also no shibud to Reb Nassim. Since the nimser doesn't have mamon by the moser, he doesn't have this chus to collect from somebody who's chayef to the Moser. It's only a chi of gavra on the Moser to be mefatze to compensate the nimser. So this Marashal, it's not a chiluk in d'oraisas and d'rabbanans. There's always going to be a shibud to Reb Nassim. Pshat is that in Knas there's no Shibud Rav Nassim. Because the Knas, because Shibud Rav Nassim only applies where there's where the Mammon of Reuven is by Shimon. And then you can say, oh, if the money of Reuven is with Shimon, and Reuven owes Levi, then you give it to Levi. But if there's no, but by Nimsar we don't say that. We don't say that the Nimser has money with the Moser. No, you say that the Moser has a Chiyuv Gavra to repay him. But since he doesn't have actual money by the Moser, there's no Shibud Reb Nassim. You don't pay the person who the Moser is Chayiv money to. So we can explain now the gather of Chiyuv Hanaka. That even though it's Chov Mammon and it's not like regular Tzedakah, like the Shach wanted to say, nevertheless, it's like the Chiyuv of Etain. That by Hanaka, the Eved doesn't have Mamun Eitzel Adam. The Adam is Chayav to give a gift of his own, like the Pasuk says, Hanik, Tanik, well, give him a gift. And therefore there's no Shibud to Reb Nassim. Because in a Chov, that's like Etain, there's no Shibud to Reb Nassim. Why? Because the gather of Shibud to Reb Nassim is that Mammon that the Malveh has in the hands of the Loveh is Meshubah to his Malveh. One person's a Malveh and he has hands in the money of the Loveh that he lent him money. This money is now Meshubah to the Malveh's Malveh. That's Pshat in Shibud to Reb Nassim. So this is only Shayach where the Toveh has Mammon Biyad HaNitva. This is only Shaykh when the Malviz Malvi can say, yeah, yeah, my money is with your Lovah. But Kinyan Etain, Udina de Garmi, which are just Chiyuvim to give of your own, there, beautifully, there's no Shibud to Reb Nassim. Based on this, we can explain the Heilige Gemara. And a lot of other things. The Gemara says, Be'al menami kvanti tanakama, Be'al menami lo sfira like Rav Nosson. What does that mean? Be'al menami lo sfira like Rav Nosson, lo sfira like Rav Nosson. And therefore the lo is free for lo v'lo l'mocher atzma. And he doesn't need lo v'lo l'bal chovo. Be'al menami lo sfira like Rav Nosson means that these chiyuvim that are begeder kinyan, begeder etain, like for example etain itself, or a knas, called him Hamad al-Adin l'shita saram and perish and mishnayis. But again, after Hamad al-Adin, there is a chiyuv mamon gamur. And also, in knasis the rabbanon, like Armi, in such instances, there's no shibud Rav Nosson, because there's no mamon of Ruvain by Shimon. But now the person who owes Ruvain money can say that you have your money by, you have Ruvain's money by me, which is by you, which is really my money. But in an instance where it's not pshat that Shimon has Ruvain's money, that one person has another person's money. Let's say it's Ruvain and Shimon, and let's say Ruvain is chayv a knas to Shimon. It's not pshat that this money is Shimon's money. No. That Ruvain has a chiyuv gavra to pay Shimon. So in such an instance, a person who Shimon owes money to can't claim that money, because it's not Shimon's money that he said, this is my money. No, it's a chiyuv gavra on Ruvain to pay Shimon. And therefore, we don't need to be memayit a bal chov from collecting Hanukkah, that there's no shibudud Rav Nosson by Hanukkah. Why not? Because it's like begeder etain. It's pashut that there's no such. Now it's pashut that there's no such chiyuv. To give it to the third party. Because the Adon is not giving the Eved what really belongs to the Eved. If the Adon was giving the Eved what belongs to the Eved, then the Eved's Baal Chov can say, hey, you owe me, give it to me. But in our instance, it's like Chiyuv Etain. It's just a gift given by the, it's not the, it doesn't belong to the Eved. It's a gift given, it's a Chiyuv Gavra, it's a gift given by the Adon. If it's a gift, then the person who the Eved owes money to can't claim it for himself. There's no shibud Rav Nosson, so that's what the Gemara means. Be'al menami sfir leis, this whole, these two shiurim were to explain this one line. Be'al menami lo sfir leik Rav Nosson. But the Tanakhama doesn't hold it Rav Nosson. What does it mean the Tanakhama doesn't hold it Rav Nosson? Certainly doesn't mean there's no shibud Rav Nosson at all. Tosu says in a milva everybody holds of Rav Nosson, and the whole question is legabe schiris. But then we ran into a problem with the Rambam. So the way the Rambam is learning is that in chiyuvim, which are chiyuvim, and the gavra, there's no shibud Rav Nosson. Shibud Rav Nosson is only where there's a chalos in the moment, where there's a shibud on the moment. But there's a shibud on the moment that it's going to the second party, then that second party owes the third party, then you give the money to the third party. But where it's just a gift, that it's just something that has to be given to the second party, whether it's a knas, the rabbanon, or whether it's a like armi, or etain, or hanukkah, in such instances, that doesn't belong to the second party, that the third party can say to the first party, that's mine. I mean, don't take it out from the first party and give it to the third party, because it doesn't really belong to the second party. That the person who the second party owes money to can claim it as his. It's just a gift that the first party owes to the second party. But it's not the second party's money. So it's not that it's the Eved's money. Since it's not the Eved's money, there's no Shibud Rav Nosson. And since there's no Shibud Rav Nosson, we don't need Lo to be Mamayit Bal Chovo, because that we know on our own. And Mamayit the Lo is free for below the Mocher Atzmo. And with this we can also now understand the Kesef Mishnah, who says that a father is not morish his chusin hanaka, even if he dies after his daughter left, even after the Amivriya left. Like the Ma'arid says, that it's not considered mum and gomor. What's the pshat? Pshat is that if the father dies, even though the girl already went out before the father dies, but unless it comes into one of their hands, so it doesn't yet belong to the father. Why? Because it's not the actual mumen yet. It's just a gift. But it's not that they're holding on to the father's money, that he can now be more this to his sons. Until he actually gets it, until somebody actually gets it. If you would say that it's the mammon is with the adon is holding on to the mammon of the amivriya, so then if the father dies after she goes out, then he's still holding on to the money that the father can bequeath. But since we say that no, he can't give it to the it's just a gift. So until it's actually given, it doesn't yet belong to the father. So if he dies before it was given, he can't bequeath it to his sons, even if it was owed to him. You can't really say it's owed to him. Owed really means, at least in our context, we're making chiluk, that there's owed that you have money that belongs to me. You can't say you owe me a present. A present is something that somebody gives to you. It's not something owed. It's not that I'm holding on to something that belongs to you until I give it to you. And with this we can also explain the Gra. Or according to the Gra's Girsa in the Gemara, Hanaka is not given to the Yorshim of the Yavid. Hanaka is not given to the Yorshim of the Yavid. Even though a Sachir it is. According to our Girsa, so it says that it is given to the Yorshim, but not according to the Gra's Girsa. Why is it different than Schar Pula Sachir? So based on what we said, it's beautiful. Because the Chov of Hanaka, the Torah calls him a Sachir, but it's not completely similar to the Chov of a Sachir. Because a Sachir, if I work for somebody, then he's holding on to my money. There, Avadah is Yerusha. But Hanaka, it's just a Chov and a Gavra, like Chi of Etain. And there's no Yerusha. Because the Eved has no moment by the Adon. The Adon is obligated to give him the Hanaka from his own, he doesn't have to give it to his Yorshim, just to him himself. So, Siyata Dishmaya, we have included this shir, and we should be zecha always to learn such sweet and deep, and even sweeter and deeper Torahs. And Lomar Olamid Lishmar Lasa L'Kaim Skalivrei Sam Torah Subihava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest Friend.